From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempin. President Obama told union members in Ohio Monday it's time to stop debating an overhaul of the nation's health care system and get something done. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At a Labor Day picnic in Cincinnati, Mr. Obama said the long-running national conversation over health care has been useful, but he added now it's time to act. He warned that unless Congress moves to fix the health care system, runaway costs will continue to eat into workers' paychecks and push people and businesses into bankruptcy.
And that's why it's time to do what's right for America's working families and put aside partisanship, stop saying things that aren't true, come together as a nation, pass health insurance reform now, this year.
Mr. Obama says he continues to support a public insurance option as an important ingredient of any health care overhaul. He's left the door open, though, to alternative means of providing choice and competition in the insurance market. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cincinnati.
At least 17 people died and there were dozens injured after a series of bombings in Iraq Monday. Many of the attacks came in Sunni strongholds, places that had been relatively peaceful since Sunni leadership turned its back on al-Qaeda. Since U.S. troops withdrew from major towns and cities, there has been an increase in violent attacks across the country. About 2,000 immigrants in Chicago marked Labor Day with a protest march. They say President Barack Obama is breaking campaign promises to push for an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. From member station WBEZ in Chicago, Chip Mitchell reports.
As recently as last month, President Obama said he intended to press for a path to citizenship for the nation's estimated 12 million undocumented immigrants. But White House aides call such legislation unlikely this year as the president focuses on health care and the economy. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, meanwhile, has picked up the pace of deportations.
Legalization or no reelection.
The marchers say President Obama is betraying them. Emma Lozano is a Methodist pastor in Chicago.
The Latino vote helped him get in the White House, and that is not something that he should take for granted, because if there is no legalization, we will not be voting for his reelection.
Lozano and other Chicagoans are helping organize a national immigrant rights protest next month in Washington. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
Former House member Joseph Kennedy II, the son of Robert F. Kennedy, says he doesn't want the Senate seat held by his late Uncle Ted. Joe Kennedy says on his website he's doing his best work supplying home heating oil for the poor. Kennedy works for the Citizens Energy Corporation, a nonprofit. Milwaukee police arrested a man they say is behind a series of murders going back to 1986. 49-year-old Walter Ellis faces two counts of first-degree intentional homicide for now, but could face more charges later. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Results of a new survey in England show the issue of gender equality for bankers continues to be a problem there. Larry Miller reports from London.
Men in the British financial sector receive an average bonus five times the size of their female colleagues, according to a government-commissioned report. The survey by Britain's Equality and Human Rights Commission also found salaries for women working full-time were 55% lower than those of men, compared with a 28% pay gap for the wider economy. The head of the commission said the financial sector must address what he called this shocking disparity of rewards. Britain's cabinet minister for women, Harriet Harman, said it's unlikely that men-only boards and management would ever deliver the change that will allow women to flourish in the workplace. Just 11% of the directors at the top 100 UK companies are women. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say Tropical Storm Fred has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. It has top winds of 40 miles an hour and poses no immediate threat to land. It's expected to intensify over the next few days. The Space Shuttle Discovery crew plans to undock from the International Space Station Tuesday for the trip back to Earth. On Monday, astronauts removed a large trash bin to the shuttle to bring back garbage and discarded equipment. NASA says a piece of Chinese space junk is a potential threat to the space station and will pass within 15 miles of it on Wednesday. It's not expected to disrupt any activities. The junk is from a Chinese satellite blasted by a missile in 2007. It's the second piece of debris to make a close call with the space station this week. This is NPR News.